Metallica, headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now.
Ozzy Osbourne has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and he is still going to be able to tour. Sharon Osbourne was talking about it. She says it's Parkinson's too, which is a form of Parkinson's, said while sitting next to her husband. There are so many different types of Parkinson's. It's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it does affect certain nerves in your body. And it's like you have a good day, and then you'll have a really bad day. Osbourne added that a host of medications. I got numbness down this arm for my surgery. My legs kept getting cold. I don't know if that's the Parkinson's or what, but you know what? That's the problem, because they cut nerves when they did the surgery. I never heard of nerve pain, and it's a weird feeling. So Sharon said that it's important for her husband to be on stage and feel the love from his fans. It just means so much to him what he does. She said he loves to perform. It's in the air he breathes, and this is the longest he's ever been home. And it's time for him to get back on the road because he's driving me mad. Can I be a little bit brutally honest here about certain things? When you do something you love, right, and it becomes a part of what you are, it's something that you never want to lose. And so you see it with entertainers. They will perform as old as they can possibly be until they physically cannot do it anymore. You'll see an athlete. They will hang on to their career as much as, I mean, think about Tom Brady. The dude's won six titles. It's six, right? Not five, it's six?
Yeah, he's number six.
Right, he's won six titles. He's got Giselle Bündchen waiting at home every single day. She makes 100 times more than he does. Okay, so not only do you have some beautiful kids, not only have you made a boatload of money in football, okay, and you'll continue to make it as an endorser, you've already won six titles. You don't have to play another down again. You don't have to prove jack to anybody. You got fine-ass Giselle Bündchen, who makes way more money than you, waiting for you at home all the time, and you're still playing football. I mean, most normal human beings by now would have said, dude, I've done enough. Let me just go bang my fine-ass wife every day. I mean, really?
What's your exercise, Tom? I'm having sex with my wife every 3 hours, while we're awake.
Yeah. You have a Peloton, I have a Bündchen. I mean, that's it. You ride a Peloton, I ride Giselle. I mean, that's what I would be doing if I'm Tom Brady at this point. What are you doing, Tom? Well, you hang on to your career because you love it. The dude loves it. He loves it so much, he's opted out of his deal and maybe plays for somebody else now. That's how much he loves it. So they hang on, and they hang on. And there are people in your lives that you know that, you know, it's your dad, it's your grandfather, it's your uncle, it's your best friend's father, whatever, and they've been working at something forever, and they love to do it, and they continue to do it. The scary part is when that symbiotic connection exists between you and your career. When you take the career away, the person wilts and sometimes even passes away. And they lose their identity. They lose who they feel like they are nothing anymore. And it's not accurate and it's not true, but psychologically, it's something that eats you alive. And I'll give you an example, and it's Joe Paterno. And Joe Paterno is a guy that, you know, he even had cancer. He was diagnosed with cancer while he was still coaching. And yet, it didn't really take over, and none of it really took hold of him until they took coaching away from him. Because Joe Paterno for sure was going to coach until he could not walk anymore. Until he could physically not do the job, that's when he was going to stop coaching. But once the scandal happened, and obviously his disgusting ways that he handled that scandal, and he deserves every bit of criticism, and he deserves to lose his name, put it that way, because of the way he hit a pedophile, okay? I have no sympathy for Joe Paterno at all whatsoever. You abuse men, you abuse women, you abuse kids, you abuse animals. You're not going to get any sympathy from me ever, okay? And if you protect somebody that is an abuser like he did, you're not going to get any sympathy. But they took football away from him, and he died. That was his death sentence. And, you know, it's a long way of coming about this, but I think that's what Sharon fears too. When she says it's time for him to get on the road, she sees the effects of him not being able to perform. And then all the tragic things that he has gone through in the last year, because he had a brutal fall, man. He dislocated bars he had in his neck and all kinds of stuff, and they had to fix him up, and he was going through all kinds of things. Obviously suffered nerve damage, like he said, and then obviously the Parkinson's now. And what's going to keep, can you imagine if you tell Ozzy that your career is over also? And then what's left of his life is fighting Parkinson's and old age and his body breaking down. This is what he does, because he can probably do it asleep. He can do it, you know, because he knows those words inside and out, and he's been performing it. And his memory is still good enough that he can remember all of that right now. Glenn Campbell, towards the end of his career, had to have a teleprompter. And Ozzy, by the way, in the past has had a teleprompter too.
Did you see Glenn Campbell? I caught it. My folks happened to be watching it, PBT, Channel 2. And he actually literally read, guitar solo followed by, you know, just reading off the teleprompter. It was funny.
Right.
Everybody was laughing.
But it's sad. But
it's sad, exactly.
It's sad.
The Parkinson's, man. To not have control of your muscle, to not have control of your own body, to not be
tragic.
Able to brush your own teeth, I can't imagine. That is an evil, mean disease.
Yes, it is. It's sad, and I think that's where I think Sharon is at that crossroads now, where she's worried about that, and she should be, and we all would be worried about it. And I think we've all experienced that person in our lives or somebody that we know that. One of the things that they did in life brought them a lot of joy, whatever that career was. And then once you took that career away from them, they don't feel nearly as useful. And it takes a toll on them mentally. And sometimes it becomes, you know, a tragic ending to it. And I think that that's something that she must be worried about, because I would be worried about it, because I would think that Ozzy looks at his career in that fashion, where it's what he does. It's who he is. This is how he's identified. And if he's not able to do that anymore and not able to hear the fans, you know, cheering him on and all of that, then I think that's going to be a sad day for him. You know what I mean?
With people like this, with their careers and whatnot, the symbiotic relationship, it's almost like elderly people. The wife and the husband.
When they're married,
One passes away, and shortly thereafter, the other one, it just, they can't live without that other piece.
Yeah.
And so symbiotic.
Yep.
It just.
And it could be, and this could be the case for Ozzy. When I look at it, it's sad, man. It's sad to see him go, you know, to this level and to have to deal with Parkinson's. It's a tough one, man. All right, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line,